Gary has the most customers impacted at this point, roughly 22,000. Some residents have said they feel forgotten. Cardarius Holden lives in Gary.
It's been kind of rough. We just really, you know, need some extra, you know, some type, any help right now, help, you know.
Melody Birmingham with NiSource, NIPSCO's parent company, says the city has extensive and complex damage.
We would not, we have not, and should not ever prioritize how we respond based on color, based on socioeconomic status. That is not the business we're in.
The power is expected to be fully restored in Gary next Tuesday. In Northwest Indiana, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.